Christian, open your Bible, read the words for yourself. Because most of what's preached every Sunday comes from somewhere else. They turn the faith into a system, built by councils, creeds, and men. Then told you never to question the doctrine. Just sit in your pew and put your trust in them. The tribes disappeared and the church took their place. Replacement theology is a total disgrace. But the prophet spoke of Israelites scattered among the nations. North and west through many kingdoms, fulfilling generations. The churches have no clue. But Abraham became many European nations, like Yahweh promised they would. And scattered Israel bore the marks, exactly like the prophets said they should. Now people quote Paul against Moses like the two were enemies, while pastors preach a lot. Turned into movies, escape plans and fear, disappearing saints and secret raptures that the scriptures never teach. Peter's vision now means bacon, scavenger animals on a picnic spread. But the vision spoke of scattered men being gathered back instead. Devils became monsters, red horns and burning caves, while wolves stand right behind pulpits leading millions to the grave. They help the ungodly and love them who hate our Christ. They fellowship with anybody, mixing darkness with the light. The churches bless what God called wicked, celebrate what scripture judged, then act surprised when homes collapse and nations turn to mud. Christ never preached denominational doctrines or megachurch celebrity. He preached repentance.
corrupting the words we read. So test your pastor with the scriptures, test the spirits too, because truth can stand examination and lies avoid the proof. From Genesis to Revelation, one covenant story stands. Our is the life, our fathers never disappeared, just asleep beneath religious lies, forgetting who they were. But the shepherd's still awakening, his scattered sheep again. Happy meal sermons. One Lord,
one faith,
one immersion remains. Not thousands of denominations, all preaching different ways. But truth never bends to doctrines made by men. So come up out of her, my people, before you share her end.